Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this, September 17th edition of Radio Law Talk. And everyone, happy Constitution Day. Today, September 17th, is Constitution Day, commemorating the signing of the United States Constitution. I did not know that till it showed up on my phone today. I should have known that. I'm Todd Kuhn, and I'm filling in for Fred Penny. Today, to my right, in her usual position of prominence, with her eyes loaded once again with glares of contempt for anything I might say, wearing her alma mater's gear in anticipation of a game that could go down in infamy later on today. Denise Dirks, how are you?
I'm well. I'm excited for the game.
Ducks and Cougars. Ducks and Cougars play today. No, we're not talking about what you might have seen in a club last night.
Sounds like a Friday night date night, right?
Ducks and Cougars. You know, and that joke brought to you by Cal.
Thank you.
Cal Hunter. Denise, did you have a good week?
Yeah, I had a busy week.
Yeah. Well, you know, you weren't here last week because you were doing for those of you out in I Want to Be a Lawyer land or considering that, you have to understand, after you go to law school, right, you get out, you pass the bar in whatever jurisdiction you're in, there is a requirement in most states, and the amount of hours may vary, but you have to do what's called continuing legal education, where you know, essentially, the idea is, you know, the law may change over the years since you got out of law school, and maybe you need to refresh your recollection on updates in the law and things, and so California, every 3 years you have to have 25 hours?
36.
36 now?
Wow,
yeah.
That seems like a lot.
Oh, yeah, 36.
36, 25?
It's 12 a year.
36, 25, 36. Well, there you go. That's an interesting...
Sold.
I was quoting a Commodore's song there. That is the brick house of legal education that we have to...
I went to a conference, and it was... it was a really good conference, but I was dead tired afterwards because it was a two-day conference.
I am familiar with that conference. As I went last Saturday after we got done with the show, I went to the afternoon session of that conference. That was outstanding. A lot of good stuff that you learn there. A lot of interesting changes in sentencing and criminal law in California. It was pretty eye-opening, especially for me since that's what I practice. You know, it's like, well... Welcome to
There you go.
Welcome to continuing legal education. I'm your host. How many hours do we need? 36, 24, 36. Either way, it's a win in hand.
Gotta make your brain strong as a brick house.
That's right. It's a brick house of knowledge.
One brick at a time.
One brick at a time. Of course, the Pink Floyd's coming in. Hey, just a brick in the wall, right? Okay. So, got a lot of stuff to talk about this week, and we should probably start out with the disclaimer. Look, everything that we talk about here, we're not giving legal advice. Cue the music. We are not giving...
Nor are you giving illegal advice. This is important.
Either way, you should not take what you hear on Radio Law Talk and then go, based on that, run out and file your complaint or plan your defense or make your arguments in court. If you have an issue... that you believe you need legal assistance on. The only advice we really give is that you should seek a legal professional of your choosing. Enter into an agreement with that individual. Your communications with them can be confidential. We have sometimes people call up and they'll say, how come you don't answer my question on the air? Well, aside from the fact that we don't give legal advice, if we could, the fact that it was asked and answered on the air pretty much punted your confidentiality, right? And so make sure you have those conversations with your lawyer in a confidential setting. But stories we're going to cover over the next rest of this hour and the other 2 hours. And if you don't hear us on all 3 hours on your radio station, be sure to go to RadioLawTalk.com when your radio station moves, if they move to other programming, which often happens during college football season. You know, R. Kelly's in the news.
No.
R. Kelly's back in the news. The verdict is in his one of his many trials. What do we stalker who threatened a celebrity gets
and her daughter.
And her daughter gets a sentence. That was charged federally, not in state. That was the Supreme Court issued a ruling of sorts that affects a religious institution in New York about how they are going to be moving forward and what they have to do while a lawsuit is pending. One of my favorites of the stories that we talked about, or we passed around, we do that all week and decide which ones we're going to talk about, is the story of the individual who was pending sentencing. As he was deemed to be the mastermind of the largest scandal, bribery scandal, what have you, in the Navy, in the history of the Navy. And he was pending sentencing, and he has now absconded from pre-trial home confinement, or pre-sentencing home confinement. They don't know where he is. And when you peel the onion on that one, I'll just preface it with this. What did you think was going to happen? That was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hello.
But we may be starting a new segment. I was talking with Cal about this. We've got to talk with you, Denise, and Fred. But I propose at some point in the future, we may, if this trend continues, we may have to start a segment called Who's Suing Netflix Now? Because it happens so often. But we covered a case not too long ago about a lawsuit based upon the Queen's Gambit miniseries, and we have an outcome for you in that one.
Right.
So.
And we also have an update on Varsity Blues.
Ah, yes.
That one is a really, I really like this one.
I do too.
Probably has a lot of people scratching their heads and say, why didn't I think of that?
But it also goes to something we have said repeatedly on here on Radio Law Talk. You have to be careful what you do as an attorney in trial, because it may raise issues that undo it post-trial, right?
Yeah, in an appeal.
Yeah, but, you know, we've also got probably, as Fred always says, one of the main reasons why people tune in to Radio Law Talk is for the cutthroat, knockdown, drag out, atomic elbow to the jaw battle that we engage in that is otherwise known as case or no case. Can you get
now it's time to
I'm going to set you up.
Case.
Outstanding.
Case.
John was eccentric. He could afford to be. He was world famous and richer than any human should be, and he loved cars. And he had a great collection of a lot of really cool vehicles. It was 1970, and the story goes that John walked into a Rolls-Royce dealership on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. The car salesman looked at John and his rather hippie-like appearance and was less than helpful. In fact, the salesman was kind of guiding him back out to the street when John produced, through an assistant, a bag full of cash to prove that he was able to purchase this particular vehicle that he was looking at. So then there was an incredible turnaround from the salesman. John took the vehicle out for a test drive on his way back, ran it through the dealership window, and said, "Get that fixed up before I pick that up." And he said, "By the way, I want that salesman fired." And the salesman was fired on the spot. And the salesman says, "Well, wait a minute, you can't do that. You're not the owner of the dealership." And John said, "Oh, yes, I am. I just bought it." So salesman was fired, and he went to a lawyer and said, "Wait, I have union rules and regulations. I have to have 4 weeks' notice, 2 weeks' severance pay. Do I have a case or no case against this eccentric, wealthy man?" And that is case or no case. Denise, we can start with you. If you can identify who John is and the cars he loved, you get an extra point.
And when we take that, we come back from the break because we're coming up. One quick question before we go. Do we know the year?
1970.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll come back for the proposed answers from us on Case or No Case when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. I know you don't want to miss this.
Oh, no, you can't. No, this is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. As Todd said, the show continues just very soon. Don't go away.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce on September 9th, myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books September 9th.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Oh, that's don't.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. When we stepped away, when we left for that commercial interruption, Cal had just set up a intriguing case or no case scenario that involved, let's see if I get this straight, that involved an individual who was super wealthy.
Yep.
He goes into a car dealership not appearing to be super wealthy. The salesperson immediately judges the book by its cover, so to speak, and tries to shoo him out, doesn't want to help until he is able to produce enough cash to purchase any vehicle there, at which point, oh, everything is great, takes the car out for a test drive. When he brings it back, drives it through a wall or through the window into the showroom, says he wants the car fixed, he wants to purchase the car, everything. He also says, and I want the salesperson that prejudged me fired.
Yes.
The salesperson says, what the, you can't do that? And he says, yeah, you can't, because I just bought the place. Not just the car, I bought the dealership.
Only my boss can fire me, he said. And he says, well, works for me.
I'm your boss. Call me daddy. Get out of here.
Okay, so Denise, extra bonus point, 2 points possible besides the standard case or no case. One, name the eccentric, and two, name his favorite brand of vehicle. I know it's a little esoteric, but if you know about the guy, you'll know the vehicle. So go ahead.
I don't want to name him first because then Todd will copy me.
No, we'll have Todd. We'll use the case or no case response first.
Okay.
What say you?
I think that this is a scenario, but not a case.
Okay, Todd, what do you think?
I was going to go with the same thing, scenario and not a case, for different reasons. I think that you loosely, well, until you had us name the person and the brand of car, I was going to go with Cal is stealing plot lines from the first of the Batman movies with Christian Bale,
okay.
where he gets in trouble for having his supermodel girlfriends go swimming in the fish pond, and he says, yeah, well, I just bought this hotel. They can do whatever they want. So,
yes. Well,
but I will say I agree with Denise, case, but or no case, scenario, but not a case.
And you said brand of car?
Yes, what kind of car did John particularly like? First off, he liked all American V8 cars, as many rock and rollers do. But setting that aside, what was his favorite brand of exotic car?
Oh, it was exotic.
Well, I think it was exotic. That's just me. But
no. Okay, well, I just have to guess because I only know one John, and that's John L. Sullivan. It's the only one I know.
Okay.
I know that probably doesn't fit the time frame, but that's all I know.
Fair enough.
And exotic car, I think it was a Chevy Camaro.
Good enough. Two good guesses. Mr. Kunin, what do you think about who this might have been? By the way, this is a true case. And the John 1 happened right away. I mean, the judge threw it out. John 1.
So we've got zero.
So we both got zero because this was the case and the John... the John. All right. Well, there's a name that keeps coming to mind, and I'm thinking that maybe you're using a fictitious name or a middle name so that we wouldn't know who it is.
I am not.
You're not. You are not.
Well, you're giving him a lot there, Cal.
Well, he accused me.
No, he's just very good in interrogating you.
Okay.
Good heavens.
Your Honor, I don't know. No, it wasn't. His name was Richard. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to say that the famous person is somebody named John. And I'm going to say, I'm not giving a last name.
Why?
For confidentiality reasons.
Good one. Did you defend him? Okay.
I'm just going to say what I was thinking because it's in my head and I can't think of it. I was going to say it was Howard Hughes.
Good one.
It was because that eccentric and that would seems like it would be something that he would do. And I can still get points for the type of car. I'll go with a Ford.
Okay. Well, even though this happened in a Rolls-Royce dealership, as I told you in the setup, John is none other than world-famous rock and roll musician John Bonham, the late John Bonham, the drummer for the
Led Zeppelin,
drummer. Yeah, a very famous, innovative guy. John Bonham loved the Jensen motor car.
Oh.
The British, truly exotic, the exotic Jensen motor car and Rolls Royces. But he did go into the Rolls Royce dealership, buy a car, got the salesman fired, and bought the dealership. His business people must have been going crazy. It happened all on the same day. So good for him. And that, folks, is Cal. Cal gets a point.
Cal gets a point.
Well, how do you like that? Every once in a while, the good guys win. Yes!
Every once in a while. Every once in a while, a blind dog finds a bone.
That's it. Now, next hour, Next hour, let's see, we're going to talk about a TikTok influencer who pulled the cord too late. That's next hour on Case or No Case. And now back to the show.
You know, interesting thing about John Bonham, I read a book called, what was it called, Hammer of the Gods. It was a Led Zeppelin story. Some interesting insights about the behind-the-scenes stuff with them. But John Bonham's son, Jason Bonham, is currently, I believe, touring with Sammy Hagar. He's a member of Sammy Hagar's band, The Circle. He played the drums on the tribute show for Stairway to Heaven, where the singer Hart was playing the melody.
What a great version that was.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And you ever heard of a movie called Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg? It came back. It was Mark Wahlberg, Jennifer Aniston, story about some person that had demo tapes. He becomes the lead singer of the band that he idolized. Jason Bonham was the drummer in that band. So you can find Jason Bonham everywhere.
Jason
Bonham.
Not John?
No, it's his son, John Bonham's son.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, John died from alcohol poisoning. He was, besides being a little eccentric, he really liked a certain brand of vodka to great excess.
Yes, and in the 70s he died, went the way of, there were several. It was Bon Scott from AC/DC, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
The poet guy.
The poet guy?
Yeah.
Edgar Allan Poet?
No. He was a singer, very famous singer. And he also died of alcohol poisoning.
Yep.
But his music was more like poetry. It's really pretty.
Yeah. Well, we're finishing up our last segment here before the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about, what do you want to go with, Denise? Well, I'll tell you what, we'll have a dealer's choice when we get back. A lot of stories to choose from. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station.
Quick production meeting during the break, and then we'll bring you more stories in just a little bit here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose?
USA Radio News.
The special master appointed by U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon is directing lawyers for both the Department of Justice and former President Donald Trump to appear in a New York federal courtroom on September 20th. Lawyers from both parties have been invited to submit a, quote, proposed agenda items for discussion. The strongest storm in a decade could be upon Alaska's western coast this weekend, as forecasters have warned of a front bearing hurricane-force winds, massive seas, and enough rain for coastal flooding. The State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management has called for a heightened state of awareness because of, quote, strong storm was en route. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Quit lying.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
How did that happen?
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
And we are back. Varsity Blues. Varsity Blues, not the television show. Varsity Blues was the name of an investigation that was conducted by the federal government into a scandal that they had learned of that involved wealthier people greasing the skids to get their kids into better-known schools under the guise of being, quote, student athletes. And, well, there's a lot of other stuff that's I'm painting with very broad strokes here. Most of the defendants pled, but some went to trial, and something happened with one of the guys that went to trial.
Right. And in this trial, it really was more about a failure on the prosecution's part than it was about innocence or guilt. And in this particular case, there was a John Vavik was accepting bribes to get people on his – people that were not qualified, the students that maybe did not meet the grade standards or all of that. But he would get kickbacks and money to let the rich people's kids on his team. And so he was found guilty. And then the trial judge, he set aside that guilty verdict. And he did so because of a very interesting thing. And this shows the importance of sticking to the facts and making sure that you cite the law in your closing brief. Because a prosecutor forgot to tie together how USC, in this particular case, was injured by this. So how can this college or this university that received money and benefited from this bribe, how could they be seen as a victim? And the prosecutor failed to argue that point in his closing. And that was the state of the law. You have to show that the victim's been harmed, right? And so what the prosecutor had said is that you don't have to worry about that. You can find him guilty because you can find that he had a bad intent, that he basically tried to defraud and then went on to benefit professionally himself. And that was not the legal standard. And that's a very interesting thing. You don't see this happen a lot because usually you don't usually make that big of a legal mistake in a case as big as this one. And so the coach is going to get a new trial.
He is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at this, and it's more than just an omission on the part of the prosecutor. The prosecutor argued the wrong legal standard. So in essence, the prosecutor told the jury that they could find the defendant guilty based upon a legal standard that differed from what the judge was going to instruct the jury that they had to find. Putting it in DUI, if this were a similar thing were to happen in a DUI context. Let's say it was drinking and driving and a DUI, and it was in a jurisdiction where the car actually had to move. Some, they just have to be in physical control of the car. And the prosecutor says, you know, you don't need, and the prosecutor argued, if you find that he had a blood alcohol of 0.08 or higher, you don't need to prove that the car moved. All you need to do is believe that he was in the car and he's guilty for a DUI. That might be good in some jurisdictions. That's not good in California. You have to prove that the car actually moved. And because you misstated the elements, that case, that would be something that would be grounds for dismissal on appeal or on a motion to the judge. And that's what happened here because they have to prove, as you said, that USC is one of the elements, that USC was harmed by this. And the prosecutor said, no, all you have to do is prove that the defendant benefited. Didn't even argue that USC had to have any sort of harm at all. Well, that mistake.
Well, who's, and who's the victim?
Yes.
Right? It's a criminal action.
Exactly. As we were talking about this during the break, I was saying, well, you know, I think I could make an argument to show that not only was USC, aside from the negative press, not only was USC not harmed by this, but they may have even benefited from a student athlete standpoint from what they had in place. And the reason why I say that is it's easy to view. You have to look at the sports that were involved. So at USC, one of the sports was rowing. Another one of them was water polo. It might be harder for me to make the argument with water polo, but with rowing, that was the one that Lori Loughlin's kids were involved in. They were brought in as potential members of the rowing team. I don't think they'd ever sat or even used a rower at any time was the argument. How are they getting on the rowing team? Note that they were not involved in sports like baseball, volleyball, football. And the reason why I say you have to look at the sports is those mainstream sports that I just talked about are sports that are commonly played in high schools and junior colleges, and there is no shortage of student athletes that feed into four-year institutions from that. But how many high schools have a rowing team? In fact, how many high schools may even have a water polo team? Some of the high schools that have better funding might, but you have a fewer number of student athletes. With regard to rowing, the deal was that they were, aside from the scandal, USC was allowing scholarships to be given in a certain amount for the rowing team to people that at some point in time said they may entertain the idea of trying to walk on to the rowing team. And it was because they didn't have recruits. I mean, their top recruit on the rowing team was somebody they went over and plucked from the volleyball team on the women's rowing team because she was big, powerful, and she ended up being one of the top rowers. Had never rowed a day in her life before she got to USC, and somebody from the rowing team went over and said, hey, how'd you like to come over here? So to the extent that you have this program is getting people that might not have ever participated in a sport that is not as mainstream, this program gets more people into it. So that may benefit the program.
And so I would argue the opposite is that if they could show that they kept one person off the water polo team that would have been qualified. And believe it or not, water polo is very popular. In our locality, all of our high schools here have water polo teams, and they feed into the community colleges, too.
It is here, although I will say I went to a community college not 30 minutes from here, and I went to a high school not 30 minutes from where I am. No water polo team. No water polo team at the high school either, in either of those. So
yeah,
it really depends on the locale.
It does. It depends.
But in every jurisdiction, they did have a football team. So
yeah, of course. And they had a volleyball team, too.
Yes.
So, So anyway, I could argue the opposite. If it kept one qualified person off the team, then that would have harmed the program.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And again, the scholarship, with putting this Varsity Blues thing aside, the pay-for-play, the scholarship program at the university was just, hey, we'll give you a scholarship if you will entertain maybe walking on at some time.
Yeah, that was for the...
That was for rowing.
Rowing.
Right. I don't know if that's the case for water polo, but the end of the day here, and getting back to this case where the conviction was tossed and he's probably going to get a new trial, this is yet again an incident where the prosecutor, either not disciplined in their argument or getting what they want or coming too close to the line, did something in a case where they probably would have otherwise secured a conviction. And now they have to go and do it again because of their conduct during that.
And it also shows, this is a very good example, judges don't like to get involved in juries. So they're going to let the jury come and make a decision and only upset that decision if there's a true mistake of law, which is what happened here. Normally they would say, well, let's see if the jury gets it right, right? Because they don't want to take it from the jury right before the jury makes that decision.
And if I'm the prosecutor, I say, look, I get that, but where was the defense objecting during my closing argument that I was giving the wrong standard of the law? Where was that? Because that's something that a judge could have easily said, counselor, come here, you're misstating the law, you have to show, oh, my bad, it was inadvertent, and instruct the jury, here's, and that would have saved everything. But there was no objection from the defense, which is kind of interesting how, you know, if you don't object to something, you waive that issue later on. And so,
well, not a clear mistake of law. I think a factual you would waive, but not a clear mistake of law. And I mean, that's arguable because here the judge saw the mistake and let it go to the jury and then corrected it afterwards.
Yes. And I think that was after the defense had made a motion to have the case dismissed because of what the prosecutor said in closing arguments. Well, where was the objection? I've had judges tell me, yeah, you didn't object to it, counselor. You can't make the motion now. And that was within minutes of the end of closing arguments. So we are coming up. Oh boy, we're almost done with our first hour. The last segment of our first hour. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station.
We remind you that all episodes of Radio Law Talk are available at RadioLawTalk.com for your free podcasting. Again, no charge, and you can also stream the show live when your radio station drops coverage. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's Armadillo.
How did that happen?
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
You ever go to these restaurants and they talk about what beverage, what wine or whatever pairs nicely with the meal and stuff? Well, sometimes on Radio Law Talk, we're trying to pair what story pairs nicely with another story. And you know, I would say nothing pairs with a story about a mistrial in Varsity Blues quite like a sentence to a defendant for stalking. I have no idea how those two are related. But, Denise, what happened in this next
case? Well, this case involved a stalker. His name was James David Rogers. He's 58 years old. And he pled guilty to sending mailing threatening communications and threatening to death. We're talking about death, abduction, torture, rape, and not just of her, but of her daughter. And it started when her daughter was 5.
Who is her? Who are we talking about?
Eva LaRue. And Eva LaRue is an actress, and she has good credits. I mean, she's been in The Young and the Restless. She's been on All My Children. She's been in Santa Barbara. And she, you know, she's pretty well known. Her face would be somebody that's very well known. And 12 years that she endured this abuse, and it was really bad abuse. She, not only was she threatened personally, but her child was threatened, which I can't even imagine. You know, he was going to rape, kill her, injure her and her daughter. I mean, it was just horrific. He did sign all the letters using the name Freddy Krueger, which has such a horrific implication.
Oh, right? Who among us? Really? Freddy Krueger?
Yes.
Yikes.
Yes. I mean, that would just, I could just imagine Miss LaRue and how her, you know, mind became so scared and, you know, and all of that. So the good thing that he did do is he pled to them. So it didn't put her through a trial, which would have put her through a lot further, you know, more being a victim and having to express that and identify that. But he has been sentenced now.
He's been sentenced. Now, this is a federal court.
Correct. Right,
so you're sentenced in federal court.
You know why it's a federal court?
Because of jurisdiction?
That's part of it. And it's because of also where everything occurred. Because okay. Ms. LaRue was in different venues. And so different from when Mr. Rogers was, right?
So kind of like interstate stalking, I mean, that kind of a thing.
It is. And it's okay. Federally, it's easier to get a conviction sometimes than in state.
You know, I never really thought about it this way until you referred to James Rogers as Mr. Rogers. Well, it's a beautiful day to stalk. Anyway, so, yeah, he's going to do 40 months.
That's a lot.
Now here's the thing. Here's the thing that's interesting, because he could have been charged in the state of California or in any, because it was based out of Los Angeles. He could have been charged because stalking behavior, California would have jurisdiction in a state court if either the individual sent the letters from California or if the individual is out of state and the victim was in the state of California. You can have jurisdiction under California law wherever either the perpetrator or the victim could be located. But this case was opted to be charged and prosecuted federally. And the thing I find interesting about that is has to do with the amount of actual time that Rogers will serve. Because in California, depending on what he was ultimately convicted of for this behavior, there's a good possibility that of 40 months, he would only serve half that time under the California, not only the California sentencing law credits, how they accumulate credits in prison, but of the way the prison system is allowed to calculate credits, regardless of what the penal code says. But if you commit this crime and you go to federal prison, you're doing 85% of that time.
Yeah, it's a harsher sentence, quite honestly.
Much harsher, yes.
And this guy, the background of this is he probably has a pretty serious mental illness.
Yeah.
After Ms. LaRue gave her victim statement, which was very powerful, he apologized to her, and he said that he apologized for all 12 years, and he said that I'm so sorry for putting your family through this hellish nightmare, and I hope that I can earn your forgiveness. I wish someone had intervened very much sooner, and I was caught sooner. Kind of a sad yeah. thing to say, but at the same time, it does show remorse.
Well, she was on the Young and the Restless, right?
She was. She was on The Young and the Restless. She was on CSI Miami, Santa Barbara, and All My Children.
So at the age of 58, once he goes into custody, starts serving his 40-month sentence, he'll be able to start his own soap opera called The Old and the Sedentary. The opposite of The Young and the Restless for him, because he's going to be in federal prison. Now, the interesting thing is he wasn't remanded into custody.
That's the funny part, too.
Yeah, he was not remanded. He was given a date to report to serve his time.
Right, October 12th. So let's see what happens to him, because, you know, he's on his own recognizance right now.
Yeah, I don't know if he's on his own recognizance or if he's out on bail or if he's being supervised at all. But, you know, if he's being supervised pending his entry into the federal prison system, there's no guarantee that supervision means that what you think it means when you hear the term supervision. Now, does it?
No, it doesn't. You'd be surprised that people often don't show up for their reporting date.
So you're saying supervision is pretty loose and pretty sloppy sometimes?
It can be. You know, when I was a prosecutor, we'd have a request by the defense to have a defendant. Well, can they be released pending sentencing? Can they be given a report to jail date? All these things. They'll be supervised. They'll have a GPS monitor. You know, if alcohol was an issue in the underlying offense, they'll wear a device that detects alcohol in their perspiration to make sure that they don't drink and blah, blah, blah. And then, and as a prosecutor, I would sit there and say, that device that's just easily cut off and then they can go and do whatever they want. How closely are you going to supervise them? Because now as a defense attorney, I'm arguing, yes, of course, it'll be closely monitored and everything will happen. Well,
yeah,
we're going to cover a case. I'm looking here. We may need more time to go over the case I'm thinking of. We'll talk about it after case or no case when we start the next hour. But this is a case that involves somebody who pled and was pending sentencing. And we'll see if the efforts of quote unquote supervision pass muster among the three of us.
Well, you know, Todd, there's a homicide case in California. I don't know if it's coming up or not, so I don't have the full list. But where a man is accused of killing a child, a San Jose area, a killing of a young child, and so he's caught finally. The suspect is caught. They take him to court, and the judge says, "Call him and wait for your trial." And the family is beside themselves. They go, "What? What do you got?" Well, of course, they're presuming guilt. And the judge is saying, "Well, just go home and, you know, come back. Make sure you show up for the trial." Now, if you're up for a murder rap of a child, I'm thinking, what are the odds of him really showing up? I mean, Denise makes a great point. People just, as you said, Todd, abscond all the time, don't they?
It really depends on the level of supervision. For example, if somebody is just on a GPS monitor so we can figure out where you are, that's one thing. But if somebody is on a program called pretrial home confinement, essentially, yeah, you need to be home. We saw a lot of that during COVID because they want you to keep you in custody for that. But if you're on pretrial home confinement, you're supposed to be home, not leaving your house at all. The GPS is supposed to let law enforcement know if you go outside the boundaries and swarm and what have you. Of course, that program is only as prohibitive from absconding as are the efforts of the agency to actually monitor to make sure you are there, right?
So you're saying you could cut off the monitor and they would think you're within the circle and you could just go do what you want to do.
Depends on the type of monitor, but if it's just a GPS monitor, yeah, you could do that. There are other types that are a little different. There's one monitor that constantly goes out and not only monitors where you are, but it also monitors your body temperature, so it has to make contact with your skin. Well, if you cut that one off and leave it in a cooler, foreshadowing, they're going to know it ain't you.
Sure.
So
you wrap it around your dog's neck.
Yeah. And then you forget that dogs have a different internal body temperature than humans. But that's going to do it for the first hour. We come back after this break. We got more stuff to talk about, including something about this supervision. Thank you for joining us for the first hour. We hope you see you on the other half.
As you just heard from Todd, there are lots of good things coming up in the next hour of Radio Law Talk at 6 minutes after that many of our great local radio stations will carry. But if yours drops the show, jump over to RadioLawTalk.com and listen live there. And it's all free. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.